USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A grand jury has indicted a cybersecurity lawyer in connection with Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia probe on charges that he lied to investigators during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made two calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of Defense and former defense contractor Lloyd Austin on Thursday spoke to reporters about his trust in General Milley.
I have confidence in General Milley.
President Biden also saying he has great confidence in the general. Meanwhile, Republicans are accusing Milley of treasonous behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Governors have been notified how many Afghan refugees are being sent to their state.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal prosecutor looking into the origins of the Russia investigation could soon indict a lawyer with ties to the Democratic Party. Reports say prosecutor John Durham might be close to going to a grand jury with allegations that attorney Michael Sussman made false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump Organization and Russia. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
President Joe Biden's job approval among Americans has dropped, with an especially notable drop in support among Hispanics. That's according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. Among Hispanics, only 38% approve of Biden's handling of his job as president, a virtual tie with white Americans who registered 37% approval. That's a drop of 12 points among Hispanics in only a few short months. The president also losing support from independents, and as far as why that's happening, Lee Carter's a pollster. She tells Fox News.
More than half folks think that Biden is not doing a good job. In particular, they're very concerned about the economy. Got 52% of Americans who are saying he's not doing a good job on the economy. That's a 10% shift in just 2 months. If you look at Democrats, they still think he's doing a good job. Republicans, not surprisingly, say he's not. The really important piece there is those independent voters who are really not giving him the benefit of the doubt. They're saying they're not feeling good about the economy. They're not feeling good about foreign policy. They're not feeling good about his handling of COVID, which all were things that he told very, very well with independents until he took office in the last 2 months have been really, really not good for him. As you look at the popularity of the infrastructure plan, it's also really changed. When it was a $1.2 trillion spending, we had a lot of support among independents. Right now, less than 50% of independents think this is the right thing for Americans, for America to do right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.